Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Ow, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Web Gems. Do it every single day at 11:45. Thanks for joining us. We got a loaded final hour on the show today. A lot of NFL to get to. This team is quietly back. Could they be the heir apparent to the Eagles in the NFC? And I know some of you texted in the fan text line, 503-864-6326. I wasn't ignoring you. I was just saving it for later.
I love to see it. I love to see it.
It was my leftovers for later, and we'll have to get into whatever the hell that Sunday night football game was. And another starting quarterback from your Oregon Ducks, Danny, your Oregon Ducks. Mm-hmm. In the NFL this week. So a lot of NFL to get to, but I kind of want to just have a little fun and play around with this, as the Mariners will host game two of the ALDS on Sunday. Across the street, the Seahawks will host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There was a lot of talk that Sunday's game was going to be a 105 first pitch, and Seattle plays at 105 at Lumen.
If you're somebody who's down here who's never driven through the city of Seattle or never been to an event at Lumen, or...
First off, it sucks during non-game.
That's also true. That's what I was going to say.
That is also true.
So you have both right and left lane exits on I-5.
Oh, it sucks so bad,
and if
dude.
You do not know where you are going, you're not going to make it.
And Google Maps and Waze don't really help.
It's like, turn now.
Turn now. And you're like, I'm three lanes over. What do you mean, turn now?
So now Seattle has done a very good job. Like, I'm not a big city infrastructure trains.
You live in the sticks, bro.
I do. But getting in and around that city on their transit system is very good.
Oh, their bus system's great.
Their bus system and the train system is, like, it's literally right there. And there's so many lines and there's so many tracks. It's fantastic. But if there is a game going on already, one, it is a pure unadulterated hellscape to get around.
Well, they're right next to each other, literally across the street, Lumen and T-Mobile.
But also the surrounding area, the stores and the restaurants.
Tons of bars.
Kick ass.
They do.
The restaurants.
Also, the International District is
right
next
there,
door.
Dude.
Get like an $8 banh mi sandwich. That'll blow your mind away.
Dude, the food in that area is... So I've mentioned this. I went up to that Mariners Angels series 10 years ago when Pujols first went up there. My dad and I went on a mojito tour. And we had a mojito basically at every restaurant. But all of the rest, we were up there, like I said, like 5 days. We went to basically every restaurant at one point in time that's in that area. Like literally on the street. I can't remember the name of the street, the street that runs in front of both stadiums. It's phenomenal. But if you're telling me that you're playing both those games, which would be roughly 100,000 people right there, that city just shut it down.
Yeah.
Shut the city down.
Part of me is, now I understand why, the reason that if they were at the same time, which it sounds like, Russ, you were looking at it this morning, is it game 7 of...
I'm not sure exactly what game it was, but it could
ALCS
affect
or something.
It could affect the following week's Monday night football
probably
game.
Probably game 5 of the ALDS, or probably game 1 or 2 of the ALCS is probably what that would be if my math is working correctly, which it doesn't always do. But yeah, Monday night game, you'd be on the West Coast, so you'd want to start it at 5 o'clock. I don't know. I was chatting with Bob on the YouTube chat about this, and being in Cleveland in 2016, we were there. Mom and I were there for game one and two of the World Series. Game two was pretty quiet. It was a really rainy, cold day. But game one, there's this great little, like, cobblestone Diagon Alley type thing in Cleveland that's got a bunch of restaurants and like Michelin and Top Chef guys and cool bars, a couple breweries, and the same.
And you can see a lake catch fire right next
to the same. And the same day as game one of the World Series was also opening night of NBA, and it was a stand. I think it was a standalone game, and there was the Cavs getting their rings from winning the title the previous year. LeBron's big, you know, return home and wins a chip. And so it and game times were very, very similar. Like, they just dealt with it because the NBA games are faster. A regular season NBA game is going to be faster than a game one of a World Series due to, like, media pomp and all that stuff.
You're talking about, like, 2:15.
Yeah, LeBron came over in the seventh inning
to
watch the game with, like, J.R. Smith and Kevin Love and that whole thing.
I remember that now, yeah.
J.R. didn't have a shirt on. LeBron was doing the big...
J.R. may have been
hammered.
By the way, that Monday, October 13th would be game two of the ALCS.
Okay, so ALCS. So that'll be interesting to get into. But what I'll tell you is the juice in that city, that was insane.
Through the roof.
Insane. We're walking into Progressive Field, and there are so many hoopers that are looking at us. They're like, have fun, losers. Mm-hmm. We're going to go watch get rings. And we were like, have fun, losers. Nobody cares. but there was Fox's pregame desk.
Mm-hmm. It's like a giant concourse area.
Yeah,
like,
there's Alex Rodriguez and David Ortiz and Pete Rose and Frank Thomas. And then right next to it is Ernie and Shaq and Kenny and Barkley. And so it was like...
It becomes this destination.
Oh,
right?
It was so rad.
It's,
so,
you know...
I hope something like that happens in Seattle and the infrastructure can handle it. Because, like you said, that restaurant bar area down there by the fields in Seattle is great.
Like, to kind of tie this to local... It's the idea of, like, if Portland got a baseball team and the Trailblazers open the season as Portland's baseball team is in the playoffs. Number one, the city would stop functioning because that would having, you know,
it would be a 50, war zone.
55,000 people trying to descend on the city at one point in time. This city would collapse. Like, we all know that.
I just remember one night trying to go to Moda. It was for, like, the monster truck, like, Hot Wheels thing.
And
right?
Hockey was going on at the same time.
And it was just a Winter Hawks game next.
Yeah. Which is 4,000 people.
Once we got, like, to the Broadway Bridge, it still took us 45 minutes to get to a garage.
That's the worst part about the Moda Center is that there's, if you're coming from north, there's one exit to get off to get on. If you're coming from south, there's one exit to get to the stadium.
I mean, we were coming from west.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Broadway Bridge took us over 45 minutes once we got to the bridge.
But I got to say, how rad would it be if they built a baseball stadium right there on the waterfront and then redid Moda and did a whole concourse there and you had baseball fans and basketball fans all right there on the waterfront? Let's say it's one of those days like tomorrow where the weather's supposed to be like 72 degrees and decent. How rad would that be?
I know, like, how rad it'd be. I seen it. It'd be amazing.
It would just,
it's a
cool
moment.
That would just be so, so unbelievably awesome.
Get your flowers, Mariner fans. I hope you make it to the ALCS because you could have back-to-back weekends of just insane bonker sports, and that could
or
be a lot of fun.
Crippling sports.
Who the Huskies got?
Yeah.
The Huskies going on too?
Oh, God, I hope not. I'm
pulling it up right now. Maybe, dude. It'd be fun. Huskies are at Maryland this week. So you avoid that disaster, and they are, dang it, why don't you just stay in the Big Ten like I asked
you
to?
Maybe a potential conflict with an Orioles playoff game. Oh, wait.
And they're Friday night hosting Rutgers.
There you go. So
that's not nice, Rusty.
They're safe.
Why are you taking shots at my boy Joe, huh?
Sorry, Joe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast, for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.